with the main protagonist, the community activist in Altadena, Heavenly Hughes. That does it for our show. The film has been shortlisted for an Oscar. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
The Queen's University International Center, QUIC, provides non-academic support to international students, staff, and their families. QUIC also promotes and supports the study and work abroad activities of Queen's students, staff, and faculty. Services for international students include university health insurance plan, orientation and welcome activities, advising and immigration information, English language support, trips, and club support. Through its activities, the center promotes an internationally informed and cross-culturally sensitive university community. To find out more about all the services available for international students and those interested in studying, working, volunteering, interning, or teaching abroad, please visit the QUIC website.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating Black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics. From hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, we're your one-stop shop for everything Black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the Black of the Berry, the sweeter the juice.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this week's special campus and community takeover of our airwaves, we're delighted to welcome Michaela, Olivia, and Mo from QMT, Queen's Musical Theatre. They play Cinderella, the narrator, and the baker's wife, respectively, in their upcoming production of Into the Woods. QMT is a student-run organization at Queen's University dedicated to bringing together the Queens and Kingston community through musical theater. Each year, QMT stages 1 to 2 full-scale musicals led entirely by student performers, musicians, designers, and production staff. Their upcoming show, Into the Woods, will be running from January 10th to 25th at the Baby Grand in the Kingston Grand Theater. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on today's takeover of the CFRC airwaves, I'm delighted to welcome not one, not two, but three members of Queen's Musical Theatre. I have Michaela, Olivia, and Mo with me, who play Cinderella, the narrator, and the baker's wife, respectively, in a show that they have coming up. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
So do you want to just quickly, so people can put voices to names, mention who you are and a little bit about what your involvement is with the club? Are you on the executive? Are you a member? Is this your first time? Et cetera, et cetera. So we'll start maybe with Mo.
Hi, I'm Mo. I play the baker's wife in this show. And this is my first Queen's Musical Theatre show, and I've had a great experience so far. And I'm excited for everyone to come see it.
I'm Olivia. I play the narrator. This is also my first QMT show, and I'm having a wonderful time, and lots of my friends have done it, so I finally joined the wagon, got on there.
Hey there, I'm Michaela. I'm playing Cinderella. Super, super excited. This is, I think, my fourth QMT show now, which is super exciting. It's one of my favorites, though, and I've had so much fun getting to meet so many new people and meet some new old friends, new friends, all that, so super fun.
Delighted to have you all here today. So if people just are tuning in and they don't know what Queen's Musical Theatre is, can you tell me about the club?
Yeah, 100%. QMT is like, I think it's one of the oldest student-run musical theatre clubs actually like in all of Canada, which is pretty crazy. We put on 2 productions every year, one in the fall, one in the winter. And fall show always ends up in January, and then the winter show is usually in April, in the springtime. And it's basically just like 2 like full-length like musical theater productions every single year, like over 100 students involved in each production, which is super, super crazy. It's, yeah, entirely student-led completely from the ground up, which is super, super cool.
Yeah, that's huge for it to be going this long and also like that many people involved. Obviously, a lot of heart goes into the club too. I saw some pictures of rehearsals happening.
Did we look good?
Yeah, it was good. They're gonna
thank goodness.
They'll show up on our little Instagram story. Where do you do your rehearsals?
We typically rehearse in Theological Hall or Kingston Hall, wherever we can get space. Sometimes we can book it. it. If you're a student under the dance school, you usually have more access to spaces. But if you're not, we'll try and kind of pawn off a free room. We usually rehearse outside of class time, so it's not an issue. But sometimes we have to move. But yeah, any big free space we can find.
And I noticed, like, you have a ton of shows, and we'll talk a little bit more about the actual schedule. But how much rehearsing are you doing from when you begin to the first curtain? How many hours do you think you're putting in?
Quick math.
Mo's an engineer, so. Yeah,
what's the average? I don't know, at least, like, let's say, like, I don't know, it really ramps up as soon as you get into, like, full show runs. Because mm-hmm. before, what's great about this club is they only call you for the scenes that you're needed for, okay. which is, like, such a time saver. And shout out Quinn and the stage management yes. team. Yeah, like, they really come in clutch with that. So it starts off, like, relatively chill through the beginning of the year, and then it ramps up as we start doing full show runs, which right before the break we had quite a few full show runs, and then we had this hiatus over the holidays.
I was gonna say, is it a little yeah. nerve-wracking to take that break, or were you at home practicing your lines in front of the mirror?
For publicity purposes, we should say yeah.
Yes, practicing.
Yes, of course. Lots of run-throughs.
Yes, yes. No, it's definitely like a lot of, I think, like brushing the dust off as we get back from the break for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think especially we've had so much time too with the material, which is so great. So we kind of hopefully trust that it's in our bones.
Yeah.
And all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so you said like about 100 people involved. How many people are in the cast, and then who's behind the scenes?
I think I actually do have hard numbers on
do
this.
You? Oh my God. Go, Michaela, go.
In the back of my head. I think there's 23 total people in the cast. It's a really crazy show. There's a ton of like different characters and stuff like that, and people playing multiple tracks. There's also like 5 or 6 like offstage swings, so basically like cast members who are covering like multiple tracks at once, which is super crazy. So definitely like a really big cast, even though we're not all on stage at the same time. Got like hold on, we have 2 vocal directors, we have like 6 assistant stage managers, so even just within the rehearsal team it's a really big crew. And then even like prod wise super mm-hmm. super like wide ranging for all the design stuff. But
good job.
That's good.
Yeah,
a lot of moving parts, but it sounds like a well-oiled machine at the same time. Your next big thing that's coming up obviously is Into the Woods. Do you want to
yes!
tell us a little bit about it? That was like the movie with Meryl Streep and all those characters a while ago, but you know, people have just watched that movie or just like seen it somewhere. What is Into the Woods, and how did QMT pick it? Is it a group thing? Is it there's like an executive and then the calls go out?
It's kind of like a weird process. I might like pawn off some of the plot stuff to Mo or Liv, because I feel like I'm a little bit more dicey in my
yeah. stuff. Yeah, we can divide yeah. and conquer.
Every other word we switch.
Okay, great.
So the plot of Into the Woods
is
about
life
and
lots
of
different
stuff.
Period.
You go. You
want
the,
right?
The plot of Into the Woods, it puts together a bunch of these familiar fairy tales and explores sort of their decision making and what's good and what's right, and really explores just like this idea of humanity and morality, but in a fun, uplifting way. Well, uplifting all the time, maybe not.
Those fairy tales aren't always happy, right?
Yes, for sure. But yeah, it could be described as a tragicomedy.
Mm. Yeah, a tragicomedy. I'll jump off that. Like it really boils down to morals and ethics, mm-hmm. and you meet these different types of characters who really are, they're just people also, is kind of like what you learn throughout the show. The movie was adapted from the original musical written by Stephen Sondheim, arguably his greatest musical of all time, a huge Broadway success. So the story has wonderful bones, and the music and the writing and the book, the details are all very well thought out and very specific. Super challenging as an actor, as a vocal director, as a producer. I think everyone who's worked on this production has put more than enough time, like a generous amount of their time, but also because the text that you're working with is just so full. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a really good experience. You can do it over and over again and not really get sick of it. Right. I at least I'm not yet. I'll see after 17 shows. We'll see.
Just as a premise, that's wildly ambitious to be mashing up what for some people are these childhood memories. There's the revisions and there's the grimmer, which is closer to the Grimm's fairy tale renditions of these stories. And so to mash them together,
like, it's kind of brave too.
Oh yeah,
because people hold those near and dear to their hearts. But I imagine a lot of fun as well to kind of play with that and twist things around and mash it up. Who doesn't like a good mashup, right? Speaking of, we have a couple of teasers. This is not QMT because I haven't performed it yet, but we have some songs from Into the Woods that we'll play a couple of times during today's show, as well as some other music. So we'll take a moment now.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach. High in her tower she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair, blithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. She would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, all the torture they teach. What's as intriguing or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne? She's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. I must have her to love.
And we are back. We are talking with Queen's Musical Theatre. Yeah, do you want to reintroduce yourselves to if people are just tuning in?
Oh, I'm Mo. I play the baker's wife.
Yeah. I'm Olivia. I play the narrator.
I'm Michaela. I play Cinderella.
Awesome. And they are just three of the almost two dozen members of the cast of this upcoming Into the Woods. A juggernaut worth of performances. Obviously, you put on these two shows. Is that the bulk of what QMT does as a group? Are you doing things in between, or is it all just that sort of prep and lead up? Which, I mean, I say that not to be dismissive. I know that's a ton of work in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think QMT is a club, a lot of, like, what people see and, like, what a lot of, like, the community sees is especially, like, the productions that are put on, and those are, I think, what a lot of those resources typically go to. But something that is also super special at QMT is that it's also very much, like, a learning-based environment, and, like, something that's, like, really fostered is, like, it being a learning space. So here and there, there's also, like, tends to be, like, little, like, audition tips and tricks that are kind of shared, or I think there was, like, a lighting design workshop that happened last semester, and so it kind of gives students the opportunity to, like, use skills that they're learning, whether in like the drama or like performance production departments and stuff like that, and you know, put that into a tangible setting and kind of learn a little bit more like outside of their course offerings. Mm-hmm. Or if they're not like in a artistic based course, then they kind of have the opportunity to be able to learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah, which is awesome. Here at the radio station, we have a lot of people in engineering, but it's that art element that they're wanting to get into when they're volunteering here to actually put into action what you're learning in class has to be very rewarding.
What was that?
Was that me? Was that him? Did a prince really kiss me? And kiss me? And kiss me? And did I kiss him back? Was it wrong? Am I mad? wake up, stop dreaming, stop prancing about the woods. It's not beseeming, what is it about the woods? Back to life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband, no one lives in the woods. There are vows, there are ties, there are needs, there are standards, there are shouldn'ts and shoulds. Why not both instead? There's the answer if you're clever. Have a child for warmth and a baker for bread and a prince for whatever. Never! It's these woods. Face the facts, find the boy, join the group, stop the giant, just get out of the woods. Was that him? Yes, it was. Was that me? No, it wasn't. Just a trick of the woods. Just a moment. One peculiar passing moment. Must it all be either less or more? Either plain or grand? Is it always or? Is it never and? That's what woods are for. For those moments in the woods. Life were made of moments, even now and then a bad one. But if life were only moments, then you'd never know you had one. First a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment. Who could live in the woods? And to get what you wish only just for a moment, these are dangerous woods. Makes the or mean more than it did before. Now I understand, and it's time to leave the woods.
Given the circumstance, I won't ask you to stay. Given the circumstances, I would get it if you walked away. But all my life I've been looking for this. It seems fitting that things go to hell now that I've found it. I don't think we're wasting time, but if you do, I'm sorry. I can see a life with you, but if you can't, I'm sorry. If none of it counts for something, then I'm sorry. Oh, if spending every night in your bed has no meaning, then what are we? Just a sorry excuse for love.
life with you. But if you can't, I'm sorry. If 4 months mean nothing, if none of it counts for something, then I'm sorry. Oh, if spending every night in your bed has no meaning, then what are we? Just a sorry excuse for love.
Obviously, you don't have to be an actor or a singer to get involved. Tons of roles, it sounds like. The actors are the tip of the iceberg, and then there's all of the support underneath that. If people are interested in going to see Into the Woods, can you tell us a little bit about it? There's tons of show times. How do people find out? How do they buy tickets?
The easiest one is Instagram, Queens Music Theater. If you just search that up, and then there's a website in the bio. You click that, it'll take you to the ticket website. If you ever have trouble, just literally Google Queens University Kingston Music Theater or Queens Music Theater, and then tickets will come up there. We have tons of shows. We have swing shows too, so different casts will be on. There's details to find in there. We have matinees. We have shows during the week, shows on the weekend, so pretty accessible to anyone's schedule.
Cool. And we're playing at the Kingston Baby Grand, so you can also find tickets on the Kingston Grand website or some of these other arts resources websites based in Kingston.
Nice. That's a really nice space too. I like how they've redone it as sort of a box studio too. A nice sort of cozy spot. There's covered parking in back. People are feeling a little iffy about the weather. It's also not that far from the bus stops. When is your opening night? Or is it a matinee performance? When are you starting?
Our opening night is the Saturday, but our preview is this Friday, which is the 9th. And we're running all the way until, I believe, Sunday, January 25th. Mm-hmm. So pretty long run. You have lots of chances to catch us.
Is it usually that long of a run? Or is it just like everyone's so passionate about this particular show?
I don't think that they're typically this long, but it's kind of special. We kind of get the opportunity to like share a really, really fun twist on a whole bunch of stories, mm-hmm. a whole bunch to a lot of people. So I think hopefully a nice long run will mm-hmm. give as many people as possible the chance to see it.
So for two of you, this is your first time. You've done this, what you said, the fourth time now? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you get involved? You know, if someone's listening and they're like, oh, I don't know, this sounds really cool but really scary, what advice would you give to people that might be interested in getting involved themselves?
I'll start first. Yeah. For me personally, being in a major that's not necessarily related to something artsy, at least for me personally, I always wanted to seek out clubs that had to do with the arts. And so I found it like really helpful to go to different events like the club fair and everything at the beginning of the year and sort of get to see all of the opportunities available. I'd say even now being in fourth year, there's so many things that I've now just discovered that I wasn't necessarily like introduced to in first year. So even like DSS, a different production that's run through Queens, I didn't really know about until earlier this year. So I'd say like everyone is very active on Instagram too. So I'd say that's how you sort of find out about a lot of this stuff.
I don't know. Like I would say for me, like I remember getting here in first year and I was like super, super hype about trying to do like musical theater at Queens and like just get involved as much as I could. And honestly, if someone's like looking to do it, just do it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by just like trying auditioning or signing up to be on a crew or designing something. I feel like my best experiences in the arts at Queens and like with QMT have been the ones where I've been, I don't know about it, but I've just kind of done it anyways. And I feel like that's the best way to do it, always.
Yeah, when I got to Queens, I was a music theater major, but I didn't audition for QMT for 2 years. I was a little bit scared of it, honestly. I was like, I have to be good at this, or I just found it super intimidating. There's all these smart people who are also super talented. It's like, oh man, like I don't know. But if I joined some other clubs and I started to make friends kind of outside of my circle, and then people in other majors too, but they also were super interested in the arts and doing this on the side, and they encouraged me to try new things and try other things. And then eventually, I guess I caved. I was like, screw it, I'll just audition. If I get in, I get in. If I don't, like whatever. It's so much fun, and I learn a lot from my friends, and I just feel very inspired by them. So that kind of gave me the push to finally audition. I'm like, what am I doing? And it's been such a great experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. the best thing that ever happened to you. So you decided not to do it. Now you come back every summer like a carnivorous flower, and I stare at your hands in the heat, and I think they are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But if I was free to love you, you wouldn't want me, would you? Unavailability is the only thing that turns you on. Come here, baby. I've blown apart my life for you, and bodies hit the floor for you, and break me, shake me, devastate me. Come here, baby, tell me that I'm wrong. I don't love you, I just love the bomb. Buildings falling is the only. Apart my life for you, and bodies hit the floor for you, and break me, shake me, devastate me. Come here, baby, tell me.
Does this mean we will see more of all of you in future productions? Fingers crossed, or is everyone graduating and leaving?
Actually, I'm still kicking around. The winter production is coming up in April, which is super exciting, and I'm directing it.
Oh, woo! Yeah, she is! Yeah, yeah. So
long. We just recently announced it, and it's Carrie. So once the run of Woods is done, it's going to be kind of onto that, which is super cool. And so I'd encourage like anyone who's looking to get involved. We'd love to have you.
I saw QMT's done Heathers before, too. I like that the creepy stuff's being represented.
Yes.
Nice to see a little bit of a twist.
Your own senior prom.
Come on, it's just one night.
You're taking Scary White to prom?
I know it sounds a little crazy.
Have you lost your freaking mind?
Yeah, if you were that desperate, why didn't you just ask me? What? Joking?
You ain't seen nothing yet. It's gonna be a night we'll never forget.
I bet other girls already know the ways to get their skin to glow, but I can learn. I'm not sure how all these colors mix. Those other girls, they've got their tricks, but I can learn. It's my turn on Saturday night.
You honestly think Sue put Tommy up to this?
I'm sure of it.
Why in God's name would she do such a thing?
That's what I intend to find out.
What about Chris? Is she still giving you grief?
Not a peep, which honestly worries me even more.
I believe in getting even, that's what I believe. And I just don't forgive and forget. I don't turn the other cheek for some pathetic freak. Gary White's got a lot to regret.
So, oh, watch it, you're getting blood everywhere, you stupid shit.
Who are you calling stupid shit? This whole thing was your idea.
Damn straight it was. And it's gonna be good.
Asked and I said no. He asked me twice.
When Tommy asked me,
twice.
Of course I told him yes. Now he'll never know, I guess, how I might have looked in my blue dress. I might have looked
nice. This will be just great. We'll be great. Can't wait till Saturday night. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's gonna be a night we'll never forget.
What about you two?
Oh, well, I guess we'll see. What's great about QMT too is sometimes the auditions can be a bit of a tough process and a lot of people audition, but there's always opportunities to get involved like in the crew, and a lot of the hiring happens after that big bulk audition process. So hopefully we'll see. I'm kicking around for another year too.
I'm here for one more semester. I'm definitely a little bit busy right now, but also like I love Michaela and I love QMT. So I will be around. It's very likely. And then I'll be graduating, but definitely, if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to try QMT, like, just do it. And if you don't make the cast the first time, or like the cast isn't your thing, there's so many positions, like vocal directing, music directing, assistant positions. You can learn so much, and you don't have to have any experience. QMT is a learning club. Like, keep that locked in. You can learn literally anything. There's always someone to teach you. You just have to start, even like a small role. You can work your way up, no problem.
And I mean, I imagine too, like, if you're feeling like you're not sure if the time commitment is something that you can handle, then maybe there are smaller roles in the crew that, you know, you can get to experience some of that energy. How many hours do you feel like you've put into this? I mean, it's obviously like a labor of love, and people seem to be really into this particular musical. So this isn't like meant to be like, on average, this is what people do, but
math.
Too much math for a month.
Too much. I can try and cook if you guys want to like branch off. I feel like rehearsals per week, I would say on average 6 hours. I feel like there's probably a good 6 hours of rehearsal. And then practice wise, this is the thing, it depends on like not how good you want to be, but how set you want to be. Like, you can practice as much as you want. I think the show, or QMT in general, probably demands a good 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours a week of personal practice time and like review. So why don't we just round up to like 10 to 12 hours per week? Like, this is a big extracurricular. Yeah. Do you guys think? I don't know.
I agree. Especially like with the score of the show, which is like honestly just kind of a beast. The amount of times that I've just been like around my house just with certain songs, just completely on repeat so you can get them. I feel like, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends too on how many lines you have to memorize or stuff like that too. When the off book date's coming up, it's like I'm grinding the Quizlets until it's locked in.
Right. Yeah. Like it's a commitment, but it sounds like you're with an amazing group of people and building towards something really exciting too, right? As the director of the next show coming up, if people are interested in getting involved, has auditioning already happened or is it going to happen?
Not just yet. I think it's going to be closer to like once the Woods Run is done, since I will be a little bit booked and busy until then. It's going to be a little bit hands-on, but it'll be coming up the next little bit. Recruitment should be coming up within the next few days and stuff like that, if it's not already up, which is super, super exciting. And so I would really say, like, keep an eye out on, like, social media for, like, the next month or so. Between, like, Woods tickets and stuff popping up for that and, like, recruitment for the next show, it's going to be, like, a super, like, busy time to, like, keep an eye on things.
Yeah. So a good time to sign up for Queens Musical Theater on Instagram. You're going to see lots of activity and excitement and reasons to get involved. So we know where to get tickets. We know where the show's happening. We know when it's starting. Is there anything else that you want to add? Any love for QMT that you want to add? Words of wisdom, shout outs to your cast and crew. Whatever you want. The stage is yours.
Yeah, big shout out to everyone on the Into the Woods crew and cast. You're the best. Yeah, I don't know. QMT is a great community, and they really understand that we are all students, and you're a student first, and this is to have fun, to learn, and to put on a great show.
Yeah, I think, like, come watch the show. Like, please come watch it. I do think it's for everyone, and people are so talented and hardworking, and they're sharing the most amazing parts of themselves on stage. It's awesome. And I want to give a huge shout out, yes, to our cast and crew, everyone on the production team, but I think our director, Karen, deserves a massive shout out. She has the most amazing brain and has worked with us for months. And she's done something pretty cool. And Sondheim is hard to do well, and it's huge, and it's so specific. But she's taken it, and she's done such a good job with the material. So big shout out to our director, Karen.
Oh, and one more question. Do you have a favorite song from, not necessarily this musical, could be this musical, but what's the song that got you into musical theater?
Oh, such a good question. Okay, I have two. The first one is like Stick to the Status Quo from High School Musical. I was like, this is cool. We're like students and we're singing about what we're doing. That really got me. But what's kept me in music theater now, as I've aged, the ripe age of 22, it's Sondheim actually, Send in the Clowns. If you've never heard of it, go listen to it. Or if you can play it after, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, but do you have a favorite performer for that one?
Frank Sinatra sings it really well, classically. But like anyone who sings it, it just... It's kind of like about life, but it's also about life as a performer. I feel like wherever you're at in your career is such a big thing, and they're so scary as an adult. But this song, definitely, I think it does it justice, that feeling.
This is a song about a couple of adult people who have spent, quite a long time together, till one day one of them gets restless and decides to leave. Whether it's the man or woman who left is unimportant. It's a breakup. And it's a lovely marriage of words and music, written by Stephen Sondheim. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around and one who can't move. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally finding the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines. Nobody's there. Don't you love the farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Well, maybe next year.
For a song that got me into musical theater, I feel like that intro for The Sound of Music, I remember it was like the first movie musical that I ever watched, and I was obsessed with Julie Andrews. Like, I thought she was the coolest person in the whole wide world. I was like, that's what I want to be. But yeah, she's incredible. And then for one that's kept me in it, I think I have to follow you on the Sondheim route. In first year university, I got obsessed with Sunday in the Park with George, which is another Sondheim and Lapine one. And Move On specifically is like, it's probably like my favorite musical theater song ever. It's beautiful.
Keeping the mood up and cheerful.
It's beautiful, though.
Yeah,
beautiful.
We're big feelers, the theater we're people. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't realize that Julie Andrews was both Mary Poppins and Maria. I was like, no idea. I'm like, I love these two musicals, and then I found out it was the same actor, and I was like, what?
I had the same thing. I would watch like that. I would watch those two movies on a repeat, and I was like, gosh, these are just great. I'm obsessed. Like, oh dear.
Movie magic or theater magic, I guess.
Yes.
That rain.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh,
wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze. To laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way. To sing through the night like a lark. Lonely, I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing.
Working on something new that is not like you, George.
I've nothing to say.
You have many things.
Well, nothing that's not been said.
Said by you, though,
I
George.
Do not know where to go.
And nor did I.
I want to make things that count. Things that
I did what I had to do.
What am I to do?
What you want, not at where you are, not at what you'll be. Look at all the things you've done for me. Opened up my arms, taught me how to see. Notice every tree.
Understand the light.
Concentrate
I on the I want to explore the light. I want to know how to get through to something new, something of my own. Move on.
Stop worrying if your vision is new. Let others make that decision. They usually do. At what you've done,
something in the light,
at what
something
you want,
in the sky,
not at where you
grass,
are, where you be. Look at all the things you gave to me.
Things I hadn't
let me give
now,
to you something in return.
And your smile,
I would be so pleased.
And the way you catch the light, and the care. And the feeling and the life moving on.
We've always belonged together.
We will always belong together.
Come from you, then it will be new. Give us more to see.
I'd have to say for mine, as a kid, my dream was to be an opera singer. So I was just like a little 4-year-old. I'm going to be an opera singer. My parents are like, okay, yeah, you're going to do that. Sure. So eventually after doing some singing stuff, I remember performing Put on a Happy Face from Bye Bye Birdie. Oh. And that was like one of the first songs that I like learnt and performed. So that one's kind of special to me. Yeah.
Listen to me, now she's a mean old thing.
So spread sunshine all over the place. Put on a happy.
So much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio. I wish you all, I don't want to wish you luck, right? Just like break a leg.
Yeah.
I wish you all break a leg just sounds really bad.
Just say I wish and you're good. Like that's so, yeah. Perfect.
Excellent. Sounds like a really fantastic show. Don't sleep on tickets. You know, I feel like it's the perfect time of year. It's so gray and people are feeling kind of down. It's like, go do something that's going to lift you up, raise your mood, give you some joy for a couple of hours, and cheer on some amazing talent here at Queen. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University students student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Another open end, another show in Philly, Boston, or Baltimore.
A chance for stage folk to say hello.
Baltimore.
A chance for stage folk to say hello.
Another opening of another show.
Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past. Another pain where the ulcers grow.
Another opening of another show.
4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse.
Can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca.